Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
A court in Senegal has acquitted leading opposition figure and presidential hopeful Ousmane Sonko of rape charges and death threats, but it sentenced him to 2 years in jail for corrupting youths. Nicholas Hark has more from Dakar.
The judges gave his verdict, so he's cleared of rape charges. However, he's been sentenced to a 2 years prison sentence over corruption of a minor and inciting debauchery, because Agissar was under the age of 21 when those acts took place. So what that actually means is that Ousmane Sonko will probably spend the night in jail. Now, the judge will go and ask for a mandate from security forces to bring him to the jail. And he has lost his eligibility or his the ability to run in the upcoming presidential elections.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is ready to be in NATO and is waiting for the military alliance to admit his country. He's attending the European Political Community Summit in Moldova. Meanwhile, Ukraine says at least three people, including a child, have been killed in Russian airstrikes in the capital, Kyiv. At least 12 others were injured. The mayor is urging people to stay in shelters. Australia's most decorated soldier has lost a landmark defamation case against newspapers accusing him of war crimes. Ben Robert Smith had sued three local outlets that alleged he killed unarmed prisoners and civilians while he was serving in Afghanistan. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called on governments of Kosovo and Serbia to take immediate steps to reduce tensions. Opposition to the election of ethnic Albanian mayors in northern Kosovo has intensified since they took office last weekend. At least 17 civilians have been killed in shelling at a market in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. It comes after the army pulled out of talks in Saudi Arabia with the rapid support forces. The US says it's prepared to continue mediation efforts. The United Nations says lack of funding has forced it to cut aid for Rohingya refugees living in Bangladesh. Monthly rations will be reduced to $8 per person from Thursday.
This week on The Take, how far did Tina Turner's global success extend beyond the US? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.